Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And today we are diving into Elvis's 24th movie that he actually filmed before he filmed his 23rd movie, if that's not confusing at all, Double Trouble.
He was busy that year.
He really was, actually. These were several movies back to back.
Yeah. Can you imagine 24 movies in a row? I mean, he put a lot into just a few years.
He really did. And I mean, you know, you think about that time frame, 24 movies and what, since 57? And then you have like a couple of years there for, you know, the Army, but...
Right.
Otherwise, that's a lot of work.
It is very impressive. Yeah. And so this movie, if you haven't seen it before, here's a little summary of the plot. So Elvis plays a guy named Guy Lambert. So he goes on tour in Europe. He's a musician, a club singer. And then the whole Double Trouble thing comes from the fact that he's pursued by two women. Go figure. Jill and Claire are the two girls who fancy him. So Jill is a teenage heiress in London. It turns out that her uncle is trying to steal her money and is caught up in some type of jewel smuggling operation.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of crime happening in this movie.
A little odd, but and the kind of the funny subplot of this movie is Jill is actually a teenager. So she's 17. She's only a few days away from turning 18. But, you know, good old Guy Lambert, you know, Elvis, he is trying to stay away. So as much as she keeps putting advances and coming on to him and saying, please date me, it's only a few days away, he makes sure that he stays as far away as possible. I mean, they still like each other and they kind of court each other. But we both said that we love this little quote. Go ahead, Sheena.
Yeah, where he says... she says something about being 17, and Elvis's character Guy responds with, 17 will get me 20.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a really good line, actually. It's kind of funny.
We thought that was really funny.
And we're glad that Guy did not get 20 with this.
Good because job, Guy.
He could have.
Yes.
But yeah, there's a lot of sort of slapstick moments in this. It gets kind of really silly in some points. But it's also a really good musical. There's some really great musical numbers.
I wrote down that the music, I love the music. And I love Double Trouble. I think that's a great song.
It is. There's so many good tunes in this, so many good moments too of Elvis showcasing what he does best, his performance pieces, you know, getting to dance, that sort of thing. He's so charming in this, which when is he not?
Right. And his karate chop skills.
Oh, again. Man, yes.
I really have to say, what is an Elvis movie without girls fighting over him, karate chops, and singing?
That's my favorite stuff.
That is a recipe for an Elvis film.
Yes, definitely.
Did we have a fist fight? Oh, we did. That's where the karate chop came in.
Yes.
And he did the epic karate chop to the wood post.
Yeah.
So we thought that was fun.
Yes. I was very impressed. I was like, I have no doubt that Elvis could have done that anyway, but that may have been prop wood. I don't know, but it looked really cool and impressive.
Well, you have to think that when whoever was watching the actual filming go on, Elvis probably felt like a cool dude showing off his karate moves.
Oh, yeah.
He's
totally.
Like, no, man, let's take out the punches. I'll do a karate chop.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, do we want to hear a little trivia?
Yes, I would love to.
Cool. All right, so this was filmed before his last movie, which was Easy Come, Easy Go, but they were released then vice versa, and just within days of each other, actually. This movie was released April 5th, 1967. He filmed it in the summer of 66. It's his 24th movie, made it for MGM. Double Trouble ranked number 58 in Variety's list of top grossing films for 1967. It made $1.6 million by the end of the year. And so I think I've heard from a lot of Elvis fans who say this isn't their favorite, which I get. It's not. It's no King Creole,
right.
You know. But it made money. the working title was You're Killing Me, which,
oh my gosh,
I understand how that comes into play, but I like Double Trouble a lot
better.
Much better. Norman Taurog, who directed 9 Elvis movies, including this one. He also directed G.I. Blues, Blue Hawaii, Girls, 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 It Happened at the World Fair, Tickle Me, Spin Out, Speedway, and Live a Little, Love a Little. So we have two more movies of his after this. We mentioned earlier our 17-year-old star. That's Annette Day. She starred as Jill. She was actually discovered by a producer while working in an antique shop, and she had never worked before. She had never acted even in local theater productions or anything like that, so this is her very first time out.
And she gets to work with Elvis.
I know, how lucky. Although that would be very intimidating. I mean, this is the guy's 24th movie. Mm-hmm. Oh my, you know. But yeah, I don't think she did much work after that, but she did. She was in that. And if you've seen movies like Sabrina and To Catch a Thief, you've seen the co-star, Elvis's co-star John Williams. He plays Jill's uncle. And Elvis's cousin Billy Smith doubled for Annette Day in one scene, actually. So,
male cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Billy Smith, yeah. and of course, in this movie, Elvis, as we were saying, he is a singer and he's touring Europe. And a lot of the movie takes place in England and in Belgium. But did they go there to film this? No, unfortunately. It was all filmed. This is one of those Hollywood things, you know, at the MGM lot in Culver City. And if you watch this movie, you notice there are a lot of dancers. There's a lot of dance moves and dance scenes and mm-hmm. good songs. 140 dancers.
Wow.
Were used in this movie.
Wow. I mean, one of the things I wrote down that I love the kind of 60s, 70s vibe that we got in the intro.
Yeah.
Where all those girls were dancing.
It was so cute.
That was fun to me.
Yes, it was really
fun.
That
was a great way to start it off.
It really was. I liked it. And some of the fan reactions, we mentioned we like a lot of the songs. Ricky on Facebook said he liked the long-legged girl with the short dress on.
That's cute.
It was a really good moment. I like that. Robin on Twitter said the Baby Give Me All Your Love was mm-hmm. one of her favorites. Buzz on Facebook said he loved, I Love Only One Girl, that yeah. song. That's a good one. Jan on Facebook mentioned that she did meet Annette Day at an event, and they got to talk about Elvis and, you know, and how what good of friends Annette and Elvis were. And then Simon on Facebook mentioned one of my favorite moments, too, because I thought this was precious. It's the scene where Jill and Elvis are sitting down, and of course he's trying to get her to make out with him, and she's like kind of like, no, let's do this and let's do that, and she offers him tea and Bickies.
Yes.
And he's like, Bickies, you know, and she's like, biscuits, which of course in England are not what we call
right.
biscuits, they're cookies. But we, you know, it's funny because I was just thinking biscuits, you know, they're such a southern food. And Elvis was such a southern boy, and there he was, like, Bickies? Like,
yeah.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I thought that was a cute moment. I also liked when he sat on the tea, and then he was
yes.
like, very calmly, I have tea, hot tea,
yes.
you know, on my pants or whatever. Yeah, yeah, that was actually the moment before he found out that she was 17, mind you.
Right, right.
Keep that in mind.
It was a really charming little scene, I thought.
Yeah, and yeah. then later it kind of flipped whenever he poured the coffee or drink on her
right.
and then she had to change. So it was cute. It was a cute plot. I, of course, always love the cute quotes that they put in the movies. And I loved Elvis's costumes. I think he looked so good
oh,
in
yeah.
that blue blazer and that red, I think it was a blazer as well.
Yeah.
So he looked amazing. I mean, that's
yeah.
nothing new. He looked
yeah.
great. He
they
did
had...
great in this movie. I thought he looked
yeah.
like he had fun. I always love when he... And I'm sure it's character choice, but I love when he delivers a line and he gets that little smirk. I'm like, good gracious. So he
yeah,
was fun to watch.
Yeah, I thought I loved the costumes for this movie. I liked a lot of the sets.
Yeah.
It's a very energetic movie. And if you want a short Elvis movie to brighten your day, this one's it. It's like 92 minutes or
right.
something. So, you know, it's good for one of those days when you're stuck inside and you wish maybe you were touring Europe with Elvis.
Right. Which is every day.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, if you want to learn more about Elvis's movies, you need to come here and check out our Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum. It covers Elvis's, of course, music, career, his movies, television specials. If you come just for the movies, you can check out props and some of his clothing from a couple movies and scripts, that sort of thing. You can see every Elvis movie poster if you are into movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool place to go visit. And, of course, you can always then scoot on over to the mansion and learn about the man himself.
Yes. My favorite part. But yeah, this year we've got a lot of stuff coming up, so make sure you're making your plans for the 41st anniversary, and of course for the ETA celebration in March, and all the other things I'm sure we're going to come up with from now between then. So make sure that you start planning your year out with us. And, of course, make your plans to finish the movies out with us. We're super excited to get – not excited to get to the end, kind of sad to get to the end, but excited to see the process of, you know, what we started with Love Me Tender till the very end with the concert series.
Yeah.
I think it'll be really cool to watch that happen.
And one thing, as you were talking just then, I had a thought. If you know a little Elvis in your life, or maybe a little, I don't know, Priscilla, I guess, and your little one is excited about learning how to act and sing and be an entertainer, you'll actually want to bring them to Graceland this summer. We're hosting the first ever Graceland Performing Arts Camp. Kids will be able to learn. They're from it's for kids 6 to 15, so we do have a little, you know, sort of range there. They'll learn how to act and sing and, you know, how to be on stage, how to, you know, put on a showcase. And that's sort of what it all leads up to, is they'll put together their own showcase for sort of a recital. It's going to be so neat, and we hope that Elvis's work inspires these kids not only to become Elvis fans, but also to, you know, pursue their own dreams.
And their own artists.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that, we invite you to go to graceland.com/camp, and you can learn more about it there. And, of course, go to graceland.com to learn everything about coming to Graceland.
Right. And I'm currently petitioning that we raise the age limit to at least 27 so that I can go to this summer camp. Or I'm going to start putting it out there, I will adopt your child for the day so I can go with them.
It's going to be so much
that
fun.
That, to me, is amazing. I am so glad we're doing that. A phenomenal idea by Graceland. So excited to see how it turns out. So there's so much that we got going on this year. Make sure that you, whether you're local or not, make sure that you're planning to come this year and see the King's Castle and come see us. And we're excited about everything. And our next movie is...
Clambake!
So it'll be our next one. Make sure that you snuggle up. I know it's been cold kind of all over the country.
Yes.
Snuggle up with your loved one or your cat or your dog.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be a person. Cuddle up and watch Clambake, and then we'll all compare notes in about a week or so.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.